pressure on our government to try to bring down some laws and statutes of concealing a weapon as well.
Some of those folks that an anti-gun owners march and anti-gun owners rights march over the weekend, this past weekend in Atlanta, as we hit 717. On Classic Today, the headlines this morning, last couple of days actually, scream of Senate agreement. Bipartisan is the word you're seeing a lot and hearing a lot. Bipartisan agreement on moving the ball down the field on gun legislation in Washington. Here to talk about it and how it impacts you as a gun owner in Georgia, Jerry Henry, his group GA2A, Georgia Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment advocacy group. Jerry Henry, welcome back to the program. Thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Tim. I'm sure I'll enjoy it as usual.
Well, we hope so. What we're watching and hearing and reading, the latest, and I think this is significant just because he's significant, Joe Manchin, West Virginia Democrat, pretty much the most influential Joe on Capitol Hill, if not in all of D.C. these days. He's saying he's on board with what we're hearing about this bipartisan Senate bill, red flag laws. There's a big concern some folks have, age limits, some other things. What's your understanding of what this particular piece of legislation would do?
Well, first off, we don't have a piece of legislation. There's no text in it. All we have is what people are saying that they've agreed to verbally. So it's really kind of difficult to talk about that. However, I will tell you that from what I've heard about the bill, the only thing that I'm really behind is school security. If you look at what happened down in Uvalde, Texas, if they'd had any security in that school, that wouldn't have happened. You know, we passed in 2014, we passed a bill in Georgia that would allow students and teachers and administrators to be armed in school. And I think there's been three districts that have taken that up. Other people don't want to do that. The red flag laws, that's a clear violation of due process when somebody can just walk up and say, this guy is not qualified to have a gun because I think he's crazy. There's no such thing as an assault rifle or assault weapon. There's an assault rifle, but you can't buy those. Those are in the military and police. And so it's kind of hard to see exactly what they're going to do at this point in time other than right now talk.
Well, one thing they have mentioned, really, and you heard mentioned there, Jerry Henry, the age limit thing. Seems to be some traction for that one. Raise the age from 18 to 21. What would that get us?
Well, to me, that would get us a little bit of discrimination, because if you can go in the military at 18, why can't you buy a firearm at 18? You can go into the military at 18 years old, they'll train you with an assault rifle and send you over to some fleabag country to fight a war. But yet you can't own a gun here, you can't buy a gun here in the United States. And they're talking about enhanced background from 18 to 21. You're still discriminating against citizens of the United States.
Jerry Henry with us. Again, the group is GA2A, pro-Second Amendment advocacy group. The three things you mentioned there, school security, the red flag matter, and the so-called assault weapons, take those one at a time. There was just yesterday, I don't know if you heard this, is in Dallas, I believe it is, school shooting interrupted there, very similar to what we saw in Gadsden, Alabama a few days ago, in which a person with a gun encounters first a locked door and then police officers who were on the job and prepared to perform their job. The one in Dallas, I know, ended with a guy shot and killed yesterday, and thankfully no students hurt. The governor in Ohio just yesterday signing the bill that talked about what you talked about here, authorizing school administrators, teachers to, if they choose, arm themselves to protect themselves and their students. Your thoughts on those developments?
Well, I agree. That's the way it should have happened. What happened in Dallas is the way it should have happened in Uvalde, Texas. There, from the stories that I've heard, and of course, we don't really know all the details because we weren't there, but when you've got a guy shooting on school property for 12 minutes before you allow him to come inside and start shooting people, you've got a serious breakdown in security. And I'm glad what happened in Alabama and what happened in Dallas happened the way it did, because it bolsters our statements that the security is what it is. It's not the fact that I got guns or you got guns. It's the fact that there's no security at these schools. Here in Georgia, and especially Atlanta, most of the school resource officers are not armed. So what good are they? Got a car parked out there that says they're cops, and that's it. So, you know, you got to tighten them up some. I don't think that we need to make it like prisons where they have to you know, where you have to strip search everybody that comes in. But there are ways to keep people out of there that don't belong there.
The red flag business, a lot of red flags about that proposal here. My concern, and possibly yours, is the way they determine who gets on that list. I don't know. Let's take a look at Tim's Twitter account. Oh, my goodness, all kind of red flags there. And the next thing I know, I can't buy a gun.
Right. And not only can you not buy one, they come and get the ones you got. So there you have. Now, you talked about Ohio. Ohio, Buckeye Firearms started a program 8 or 10 years ago called Safer. And if you go to safer.com, you can read about that. And what they do is they go in and they train the teachers and administrators, anybody that wants to carry. They train them, and they train with law enforcement officers. And one of the things that they do is not only teach them how to go after the bad guys and but they teach them how to stop the bleed, basically. These kids, some of these people at Uvalde bled to death. The gunshot didn't get them other than let the blood out of their body.
Right.
Had there been somebody there that had some trauma experience and could have stopped that bleeding until they got them to hospital, those people wouldn't be dead today. And they teach that in this class, along with self-defense and determining who the perp is and how to bring them down. And they're having a lot of success with that program, and I would like to see it, Georgia do that, but we've talked about it. Nobody seems to want to go anywhere.
You mentioned also the business. You mentioned also the business of assault weapons, assault rifles, and the terminology that is so frequently used. I say it this way. If I can't assault you with it, it's not much of a weapon. But there is a specific definition, and you alluded to it, in defining the assault rifle. That's the one that just keeps firing when I pull the trigger. The military has those, and I can't get those legally to begin with. We're talking about making something illegal that already is. Now, what are people talking about, though, when they say that they're talking about semi-automatics? They don't know what they're talking about, but I think that's what they're talking about.
That is what they're talking about. They're calling an AR-15 and an AK-47 assault weapons. Now, you know, more people die every year with hammers and fists than they do with rifles, all kinds of rifles, all kinds of long guns, including shotguns. There are more people killed from hammers that came from Home Depot than there are from assault, so-called assault weapons. But they look bad. They look like a military rifle, and they're compartmentalized where you can change them around and do whatever you want to do with them. They're a very, very versatile firearm, and it's one of the most popular weapons that we have nowadays, sporting rifles. But they want to continue to say that it's militarized weapons. Now, in my opinion, any country that sends their soldiers off with nothing more than an AK-47 or AR-15, they're sending them off to their own death.
Lord, you might as well send them out there with muskets. I mean, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Where would you, let me throw the question at you this way. Where would you be willing to yield? Let me suggest one place here, and you tell me I'm wrong. What about the business of bump stocks?
I don't think that that's a firearm. I'm not really willing to compromise anywhere.
Mm.
And the reason that I'm not is because if you start compromising anywhere on any right, then you lose that portion of it and you won't get it back. And as they continue to whittle away, you'll eventually lose your rights. So where do you stand on where would you compromise on free speech?
Mm. There are limits. I can't. I mean,
there
are limits in place already. I can't slander. I can't libel in the old fire in the crowded theater thing. I mean, there are things I cannot do. As the president points out, no laws are absolute or no rights are absolute.
Well, I kind of disagree with that. But, you know, when I was raised, you had those rights and you also had the responsibility that went along with them. And that's where the in my opinion, it is not a right on a right of free speech, because you have the responsibility of what you said. If you say something I don't like and I can whip your butt for it, then you're not going to say it the next
time. Sure, I walk into my boss's office and call him an SOB. Well, I got the right to do it. Right. I just have to accept the consequences.
That's correct. That's correct. You have the right, but you shouldn't exercise that ability. And I think that there are rights, but you know, as we go along, and you can see what's happened with hate speech, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And the same thing would happen with Second Amendment. And what most people really don't seem to understand and grasp is that if we lose the Second Amendment, we're going to lose every right we got.
Jerry Henry, we will leave it there.
Keep our government in line.
I mentioned that the group you're with, GA2A. There's a website someplace. What is it?
GA2A.org.
GA2A.org, Georgia's Second Amendment, GA2A. Right, Jerry Henry, best of luck out there. We'll keep an eye on this Senate legislation. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
727. Classics of today, the very briefest stop breaks. Bottom of the hour news.